This is KUT.
Austin.
Stop.
Some Austin residents are demanding some changes at a mixed-use development in North Austin. Late last month, a leasing brochure for the Domain Northside began circulating on social media and was called offensive by some. KUT's Dalia Jones has the story.
The brochure starts by saying the development serves a diverse group of consumers. It describes the quintessential Domain Northside shopper. It says the shopper is a woman. She's classy, trendy, well-heeled, and between the ages of 30 and 60. She's married, but also successful in her career. She carries a Louis Vuitton, Celine, or Givenchy handbag. She wears Rag & Bone brand skinny jeans and fry boots.
Drives a BMW 6 Series to go out with her girlfriends at night, and by day she drives a Range Rover Sport. I don't know nobody like this, but okay.
I found Renee shopping at the Domain Northside and showed her the brochure. It says she also describes herself as...
Oh my gosh, as Anglo-Jew, is this real? Oh my goodness.
That was Leah Martinez, and what she was trying to say was Anglo-Jewish and Asian. The brochure brought mixed reactions from people I met there. Some people, including her, her sister, and mother, weren't impressed.
Like, this is obviously a nicer part of the Domain, and we're all, you know, Latinas, and we enjoy it too.
So, yeah. Some didn't care. But after criticism over the brochure, the companies that own and lease the property issued an apology, taking full responsibility for it. Endeavor Real Estate Group and Northwood Retail promised to do diversity training for their staffs, but for some, that isn't enough.
This was a straight, direct slap to Black women and brown women who do not personify the description of the Domain Northside's ideal shopper. And that can't, like, we can't be in 2018 being like, oh, this is great. Nah, no. Mm-mm.
Fatima Mann is the co-founder of local advocacy groups Counterbalance ATX and Austin Justice Coalition. She and other community organizations have made a list of recommendations for the Domain Northside. They include donating to Austin community organizations, creating or updating a diversity and inclusion office, and hosting a community conversation.
You can do this and get these write-offs and provide opportunities for organizations to do the work so that these things that occurred aren't happening anymore.
It didn't have an Austin feel to it.
Austin City Council member Leslie Poole represents District 7, which includes the Domain and Domain Northside.
And it seemed to me that they weren't even trying to sell to or attract Austinites to come to the Domain, because if they were, they wouldn't have used that approach.
The city council met over a similar incident in May. The council approved a $31 million lease agreement to move the municipal court to the Met Center in Southeast Austin. Developers of the property had released a map used for marketing purposes. It labeled the historically Hispanic area of East Austin as Tortilla Canyon. The developers removed the map from their website, issued an apology, and committed to sensitivity training. Poole says she was troubled by the map, and now the Domain Northside brochure.
How can people miss those lessons that have been so completely delivered to our community? I just don't understand it.
While the original Domain development got economic incentives from the city, the Domain Northside development did not. So Poole says her options are limited.
If the business doesn't come to us with its handout asking for a contract or something like that, I don't have the ability to go in and change their operations. But I can say, we see what you're doing. We don't think it's right. We hope you will get better.
And that's what Sosie Rosarian says she also hopes for as well. She lived at the Domain and shopped at Domain Northside. She says she regularly felt unwelcome after moving there from New York City.
And I've been in the hood. I've been the most bougiest of situations. So it's like, I'm like, I won't have an issue. And then I moved here and was like, oh, well, I guess I won't have any friends.
Both Domains are close to Pflugerville and Round Rock, which have growing Black populations. Rosarian says the brochure speaks to a bigger issue. She says sometimes she was also treated differently by residents at her Domain apartment building and even employees at Domain Northside. For example,
I've been in Sephora where I'm like, okay, well, are you going to help me? And it's always like, if there's a Hispanic girl there or a Black girl there, then she'll be more inclined to help me.
Marketing strategy is a big part of making people feel welcome. Shalina Taki is with the Austin-based marketing company Latinworks. They work for clients like Target, the Texas Lottery, and Starbucks. She says her agency makes it a priority to be as inclusive as possible in their marketing strategies.
Instead of targeting a socioeconomic or racial identity, you could target a mindset, because
you know, maybe somebody who might not necessarily fit the check the marks of what was in that brochure has been saving for years to get a Celine bag.
And she says things can go wrong when marketers aren't in tune with the community they're trying to attract.
They have the right to target who they want to. You know, whether it's morally right or wrong or offensive is its own conversation. But they also have to be aware that in this day and age, buying power is shifting to a younger consumer, a millennial, a Gen Z. And this segment is really speaking and being vocal about wanting to see more inclusive advertising.
Endeavor Real Estate Group didn't make anyone available for a comment about the recommendations from local advocates. Sosie Razarian says she sees people of color wanting to be part of the city, but feel excluded by things like the Domain Northside marketing brochure.
There's so many different ethnicities they could have included. They excluded Hispanics and Blacks. And you could say, oh, they just gearing towards a certain demographic. So you're saying that Black people can't afford these things, or Black and brown people, you know, aren't welcome on your establishment.
Razarian sees the incident as just one example of people of color being made to feel unwelcome. She says overall, Austin should do better. Dalia Jones, KUT News.